You're on the bottom of Teshuvah Beis. Pamim Shishteim Psulos, Hechidami. Sometimes both sukkahs are possible. Kigon de Tarvayu Tzulsum Ruben Michamson. Both of them have enough tzrach to make shade, more than sun. The Kaima Elyon de Lamala Miasimama. And the top one is higher than 20 amas. So if you sit on the roof of the bottom one, you're under a sukkah that's higher than 20 amas. So that's possible. You sit under the schach of the bottom one, it's possible because there's two schachs that have on top of you. Pamim shatachton l'ksheira v'yon l'psula. Sometimes the bottom one will be kosher and the top one will be possible. Hechidami. Kigon shatachton l'tzilsum rubi mechamasa. The bottom one is more shade than sun. And the top one has more sun than shade. The kaimi tarvayu besoch esrim, and they're both within 20 amas. So therefore, if you sit on the roof of the bottom one, it's going to be possible because there's not enough shade. But if you sit on the under the roof of the bottom one, it's kosher because the top one is chamosa merub mitzil, so it's not a din of schach that could passel the bottom one. Upamim shayon lekshayr v'tachton lepsula. Sometimes the top one will be kosher and the bottom one will be passel. Hechidami can go into tarvayu tzil some merub mechamosan. Right? How is it possible that the top one will be kosher, the bottom one will be passel? They're both more shade than sun. The kaim elyon v'sochesrim, and the top one is within 20 amas. So if you sit on the roof of the bottom one, you're sitting in a good sukkah. But if you sit under the roof of the bottom one, you're under two schachs, and therefore it's possible. Shmar says, pshita v'sirashin. Hachi garsina, shteyem ksheru sechidami, kigon shatachton l'chamosim rubem mitzalsa, the elyon atzalsa merub mechamosa, the kaima elyon besoch esrim. That's when they're both kosher. Shteim psulos hechidami, kigon de tarvayu tzulsa merub mechamosan, the kaima elyon lamala michav, tachton lekshere velyon psula hechidami, kigon sha tachton tzulsa merub mechamosa, velyon chamosa merub mechilsa, the kaima tarvayu besochav. Elyon lekshere v'tachton lepsula hechidami, kigon de tarvayu tzulsa merub mechamosan, the kaima elyon besochav. Pshita, the Gemara asks, there's all the gears of the Gemara. Tachton l'ksheir v'elyon l'psula itzarichale. So let's go into the Gemara and then we'll go back to Rashi. So Gemara asks Pshita, l'chora all these cases are poshut, right? So what's the chiddush over here? Gemara says, Tachton l'ksheir v'elyon l'psula itzarichale. I needed to tell me the case where the bottom one is kosher and the top one is posel. Why? My maudesema nigzor dilma mitstariv schach posel b'hadei schach kosher kamash malon. That I might think that where the top one is posel, right? What's it called? It's either because it's higher than 20 amas, that's why it's posel, and the bottom one is kosher, but it's chamsa miruba mitzilsa. And the bottom one is silsa merub mechamsa, so it's kosher. And I think we'll make a gzera. Because in a case where you won't have the bottom one being silsa merub mechamsa independently, but you'll need to be mitzarev the top one to the bottom one. And then what's it called? It'll be pasul. So therefore, even if the bottom one is silsa merub mechamsa, we should pasul it for fear that you'll machsher it even when it's not by itself tzilsa merub mechamsa. Kamash malon, that we don't passel it. Rashi, pshita tachton l'ksher v'elyon psula itzarichalei, ma'u the same, a nigzor dilma mitzarev stach passel, v'lo garsina b'has yumak l'on dekaim v'elyon na, right, u'perusho, and you don't say in this thing, and it's talking where the top one is higher than 20 amas. No, it's not davka. Right? When are they both kosher? When the bottom one does not have schach that's enough to make a shade, and the top one does. So now when you sit under the bottom, when you're sitting under one schach, not two schachs, and it's talking where the top one is within 20 amas. Loritz. Tavishach kosher, aplahachshir tachtona. Then it's machshir, even the bottom one. Shteyem psulos, v'kayim melyona l'mala michav. L'gaga shol tachtona, shikar ki'iso shol yona. It's higher than 20 amas over the bottom sukkah. Because the bottom sukkah is like an itztava in the top one. We said yesterday the shita that holds that it has to be less than 20 amas from the ground, at least according to Rava, that it has to be a diras aroi. Tachtona k'shera v'yona psula hechidami, gigon sha tachtona psulsa miruba, tischach shel yona latschachu. Right? The tschach of the top one is not tschach. V'lo mitzula tachtona mishum sukkah tachasukkah. V'yona psula mishum dechamsa miruba mitzosa. Right? Since the top one is chamsa miruba mitzosa, it's not called tschach. Therefore, it can't passel the bottom one of being under two schach. So the bottom sukkah is kosher. And ukegon the kaimi tarvai was so chaf laoritz. And talking where both of them were in 20 amas. The ielyon lamalam yesrin, because the top one would be higher than 20 amas. Af tachton the psula mishun de mitzarev schach pasul bahadi kosher. But if the top one would be higher than 20 amas, then the schach is pasul. Because schach lamalam yesrin mama. And that schach pasul is mevatel the schach of the first one. Mishum the schach lemalam yesrim psula. Avoki koi besoch kaf litzarei uvavach lo yetzulsam ruba micham. So the tipsul tachtona mishum sukkah tachasuna sukkah. But if the top one is schach kosher, right? So that doesn't make a difference in mitzarev. Your mitzarev schach kosher to the bottom one doesn't make a difference. And the fact that since it's chamsam ruba mitzul, so it's not considered another schach, that you're under two schachs. So you're under partial schach kosher and one schach. So the schach kosher can't be mevatel, but lamala michav is schach pasul. Tosus argues on that. Tosus says that what's it called? The lamala michav is not schach pasul. It's just the mice of the mechitzas are a problem, but the schach is not a problem, and therefore it does not mitzarev to pasul it. Okay. Hechi domi de tachton psula. Mishum tuchas sukkah tachas sukkah, the kaim elyona besochav, the gaga shol tachtol, the havi karki iso de elyona. So where says pshita, the chichad minayu chamsa meruba lav sukkah tachas sukkah. It's partial. That if one of them is chamsa meruba mitzilsa, you don't have two schachs. So whatever way it'll work out is partial. Either that they're both kosher, or they're both pasul, or what's it called? What's the chiddush over here? Umayash me'in Rabbi Yirmiyahu, what did Rabbi Yirmiyahu come to tell me? Tachton l'ksheir v'adyona psulis sarichavei. The chiddush is the case where the bottom one is kosher. The bottom one is what's it called? Chamsa meruba mitzilsa. And there's silsa meruba mitzilsa. And the top one is chamsa meruba mitzilsa. Kidekai v'adyona besochkav. And the top one is within 20 amas. So the schach, according to Rashi, doesn't passel the bottom one. Because it's not a full schach. And it's also, what's it called, not schach pasul, because it's within 20 amas. Mao de seima, nigzer le mitzel tachton, le mishum zimnen de kaim elyon le mala, de lo masik adaite le mechasha tachton, le mishum tzira pasul and kosher. Even when the top one is within 20 amas, let's pasul the bottom one, for fear that sometimes the top one will be over 20 amas, and you won't be makbid on it because you're not sitting in the top one. You have nothing to do with the top one. But then the top schach will be pasul, and it'll pasul the bottom schach. Not because of schach al schach, but because schach pasul is mitzarif to the schach kosher, and it's mavatlet. U'medechazi le'elyon chamsa meruba, and when you look up and you'll see that the top one is chamsa meruba, you'll think it's kosher. Just like in the first case, where it was within 20 amas. Sover kamanda lesi huvalo pasul le'tachtona. We don't make such a gzera of a case where it's within 20 amas to the case where it's higher than 20 amas. Okay, go on. Kama yehei bein sukkah l'sukkah v'tei tachton l'psula. How much of a space does there have to be? Obviously, you could make schach as thick as you want. So how much of a space does there have to be for it to be considered two separate schachs? Omer afuna tefach. If there's a tefach space between the two schachs, now even though we have later on a case where you have a tefach between the schach, what's it called, has pieces going up and pieces going down, and we say chavit rami, that within a tefach for sure, the schachs are mitzarif. So why don't we say over here, within a tefach, they're mitzarif, they become one schach. So the Sforim say that the only time we say chavit rami is if there's a space underneath and schach above, then you consider that schach as if it fills the space. But if there's two full schachs, you don't say chavut rami to make them one schach, right? Then they remain separate. There's a tefach between them, and they're possible because there's two schachs. But where do we see this shear of tefach? Shekei matzinu bo'oh le'tumah tefach. Right? We find by legabi ohalim that a tefach is considered an ohel. So it's a space that's considered a space by itself. It makes an ohel, so it's a space that separates between the two schachs. The Tanya, tefach al tefach, berum tefach, maybe it's a tuma. If you have tuma under a space of a tefach, and the thing above it is at least a tefach by a tefach, then that has a din of an ohel, and it brings tuma from one place to another, whatever's under that thing. The chotzeis bifnei atuma, and it prevents the tuma from going past it up. It stops at that roof, which is at least a tefach by a tefach of a space. Avapachos mirum tefach, lo meidi velo chotzeis. But if it's less than a tefach space, then it doesn't spread the tuma underneath it, and it doesn't stop the tuma from going straight up through it. So you see that a tefach is considered an ohel, so if you have a tefach between the two schachs, that makes them separate schach. Rashi, the kama yahi hefzik bein schach v'schach, the tinsel tachtonim mishum sukkah tachas sukkah, the lo neim achad sukkahu. There shouldn't be such a small space that the two schachs are considered one, and then it should be kosher. Tefach, av abotzer mi tefach chad schachahu. There's a space of less than a tefach between the two schachs that's considered one schach. Tefach al tefach barum tefach, maybe it's a tumah, the chotzeitz bifnei hatumah. Halacha l'moshe misinai hu. It's halacha l'moshe misinai that it has to be, in order to be an ohel, the top has to be at least a tefach by a tefach in area, and the space underneath has to be at least a tefach. Aval pachas mi tefach lo maybe v'lo chotzeitz. Lo maybe it's a tumah. Im tumah tachas rosho echad. The kelim tachas rosho sheni. What's maybe it's a tumah? You have tumah under one side of this roof and kalim under the other side. So the roof, the tumah goes up, spreads out, and comes down over the kalim. The hikor aruk, it's like a, what's it called, a tefach-wide beam. That's a tefach high over the tumah, and on one side of the beam is the tumah, and the other side of the beam is the kalim. So the tumah is brought and fills the whole area under that beam. And the kalim that are on this side become tameh from the mace that's on the other side. V'hi kor arukah v'rchav tefach v'ruya lohavi tumah lo mais. Mishum delek arum hefzik tefach mimena l'karka. But if that beam is within a tefach of the ground, or a tefach of the tumah really, right, it's a shayotaka, whether it has to be a tefach above the tumah or a tefach above the ground. Pashtis, it has to be a tefach over the ground. The tumah is not mamayit, the area. If there's an area of a tefach above the ground, the tumah is in that area, then that's considered already an ohel of a tefach. The tumah itself is not mamayit, that area. So then, what's it called? Lo chotzeitz, what's the case of chatzitza? In yesh kli al gaba, if you have a kli on top of this beam. So lo Al-gaba kenegra tuma, afilu ad-rakiya tome. If there's a space of a tefach, then the tumah only goes up till the beam and spreads out. Doesn't go past the beam. But if there's not a space of a tefach, that's tumah ritzutza, and tumah ritzutza goes through the beam all the way till the outer space. The tumah ritzutza she'en lo ol tefach bokas v'ola. Tumah ritzutza, which there's no tefach of space between the ground and the ohel. Then that's called tumah ritzutza, and it goes up and goes past the beam, and any kalim that are on the other side of the beam, above the beam, or anywhere up above the tumah, is tamei. Okay. Rav Chisda v'Rabba bar Rav Huna Amrei, Rav Chisda and Rabba bar Rav Huna say, arba. It has to be a four tefachim space. Anything less than four tefachim space is considered the same schach. Because the gabi mechitzas or whatever, the smallest amount that's considered a makom choshev is four tefachim. So anything less than is not choshev enough to separate between the two schachs. And Shmuel holds you need 10 tefachim space between them. Because if you don't have a hechsher sukkah, so that's the minimum is 10 tefachim, then it's not called two schachs. There's even a shaila whether you need mechitzas on the top one to make it kosher schach. If you need 10, then maybe you need walls also. Otherwise, it's not a schach if it doesn't have walls. That's a shaila. What? There's nothing to do with tumah. This has to do with the two schachs and sukkah. But tumah has to do with tefach. Tumah, dini tumah is a tefach. Shaila is, do you compare it to tumah or not?
Right. What?
A tefach by a tefach. At least.
With also.
What?
With also.
Yeah. My time in the Shmuel, kechshera, kach psula. Just like the hechsher sukkah has to be 10 tefachim to be considered schach, kosher, it has to be 10 tefachim to be considered schach that passels because of two schachos. Ma hechshera basara psula basara. Rashi. Shalom atzinu makom choshuv lios reshus liatzmo. We don't find anywhere that less than four tefachim is considered reshus by itself. Lo karmelis, lo reshus hayochid, pachos mi'arba. Ked the omer b'tzias ha-shabbos. Right? That the smallest area that can be put into mechitzes to be considered a reshus by itself, whether a karmelis or a reshus hayochid, is four tefachim. V'achanami lav reshus li'atzmo hi likruye sukkah tachas sukkah. If you don't have four tefachim space between the schach, it's not considered a separate reshus, that each schach is considered separate. Kechshera kach psula mishum shtei sukkahs pasla kro. The reason it's pasla is because it's two sukkahs. The chiles bo abelyon hechsher sukkah lav sukkah hi v'lo pasla. And if the top one doesn't have 10 tefachim above the roof of the bottom one, it's not a sukkah. Okay. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im ein diorin be'alyona atachton l'ksheira. If, right now we think, if nobody's living in the top one, right, then the bottom one is kosher. If, in other words, if nobody is sitting on the schach of the bottom one, right, then the bottom one's kosher. So, in other words, my ein diorin, what does that mean? Elaim adurim mamish, nobody's up there, right? Atu diurin kogarmi. What's that make a difference? The fact that people are up in the top sukkah is not what the reason it's possible. The reason it's possible is because you have two schachs. So what difference does it make if people are there or they're not there? Ela lav my ein diurin kol she'ena ru'uya ledira. If the schach of the bottom one is not strong enough to hold korim, uksosos, right, mattresses or whatever, right, then the what's it called, then it's not, we'll see one second, the hechidami, well, how's that called, it's not shayich dira, if it's the logavu, asora, it's not a 10 tefachim high, you can't live in something that's less than 10 tefachim high, so if the bottom schach is not 10 tefachim beneath the top schach, so it's not fit for dwelling, then it's what's it called kosher. Then the bottom one is kosher. So that would be like Shmuel. Michlal de Tanakama sober, but that's only Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama would hold, Afal Pishain the Ruya Ladira Psula. Even if there's less than 10 Tfachim, it's still possible, not like Shmuel. So even though Rabbi Yehuda would be like Shmuel, but the Tanakama would be not like Shmuel. And we pass like the Tanakama, like Rabbi Yehuda. Ki osur avdimi omar amri v'marava im ein ha-tachton li'yachol l'kabel kor muksosu shal yona ha-tachton l'ksheira. Nechlav v'tanakama sov rafa pi she'en l'ruy l'kabel k'suva. Right? L'chora, what's it called? So when avdimi came, he said, no, it means something else. It doesn't mean how much space there is. It means that the bottom schach is not strong enough to hold up mattresses, and therefore it's impossible to live under the top schach. It's impossible, right? Therefore, the top schach is not considered a sukkah. And therefore, the bottom one is kosher. But since the top one's not a sukkah, you're only under one sukkah if you're under the bottom one. So Morris says, if that's the case, right? Michlal, the Tanakama, Sovra, Apapishenu, Ruya, Lekabel, Psula. This Masha, the Tanakama holds, even if it's impossible to dwell in the top one because you can't sit on the bottom schach, it's still possible. Lechora, why? This top sukkah is not a sukkah. If it doesn't have a floor. Someone says he could be nayud yichol lekabel ideat chak. No, and chanami. If it won't hold it at all, everybody holds that the bottom one's kosher. The top one's not a sukkah. But if it'll hold it ideat chak, it's not comfortable, but in an uncomfortable way it'll hold it up. Is that make ideat chak the top one a sukkah? The Tanakama holds, the Tanakama holds it is a sukkah, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not a sukkah. Since it only will hold the karmuk sauces ideat chak, that makes it not a sukkah. To Rashi. Inema diurin mamish. She'ein bo adam, nobody's there. After diurin garmim, yikomakom sukkah, tacha sukkah. What difference does it make if people are there or not? Is it a sukkah or not? Is it two sukkahs above you or not? Elalav she'ein aruya ladiru. Vehechi dami glo gavu ayud. Right? Elamite, talking where it's not fit for dwelling. What does that mean? It's not ten tefachim high. So the Tanakh, but Mechlal, Tanakhama holds that even if it's not ten tefachim high, it's still possible. The kashya l'shmuel mid the rabbanon, right? And the kashya is on Shmuel from the rabbanon, and Rabbi Yehuda will hold like Shmuel. But the rabbanon argue we pass like the rabbanon. Gemara says, Kiyosu Rav Dimi Omar Amri b'marava, hai ein ruya l'dira, the komer of Yehuda la b'shen kovo akomar. We're not even talking Mechlal about height. So it's nothing to do with Shmuel. Ein ruya l'dira doesn't mean that you can't live up there because it's too low. Because it will be less than 10 tefachim, even the Tanakhama holds kosher like Shmuel. Ella, she'ein b'riya v'chazok l'kabel k'sosos v'korim shalyon v'lisha. It's not strong enough to hold up mattresses that a person should be able to sleep there. And the mela, what's it called, the top one's not a sukkah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And according to the Rabbanan, it is with the condition that it could hold them there al yedei atchak. Tachton l'ksheira, mehaitama d'shmuel, d'ksheira kach tzula. In order for the top one to passel the bottom one, it has to be a sukkah. And if you can't, doesn't have a floor, then it's no sukkah. The kivin del yonu v'chazi l'meidur ba, shari ein ha-tachton l'mekabel, it's lo pasla. U'parchina n'chlal l'tanakama sovar, sov shva minot, the Rabbanan lesel l'shmuel. Right? The Rabbanim will hold that if it's not fit for Dira, right, it's still possible. So that would include where it's less than 10 Tvachim too. So still we have a Raya against Shmuel. Because if the Rabbanim hold, even if it's not fit for dwelling, right, then you don't say Kech Sheira Kach Psula. So then why is this not still a Kash on Shmuel? Well, Meshani Gemara answers, Ika Binayu, both of them hold you need Roy Ladira. Memela, if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's not going to pass it. But why did the Rabbanan hold that, even if there's no diurid, it's possible? Why? The Rabbanan savri, kivin diyachol l'kavu b'dochak, shein sukkah al-yol, no mitzvah tatoma. Even if the floor is a floor al-yadei atchak, it's not comfortable, but uncomfortably it'll hold the mattresses, that's still called a sukkah. It's still called the minimal sukkah. But if it's not even that, it's less than 10 tefachim, so it's impossible to live there. So then it's for sure not what's it called, called the sukkah on the top one, it doesn't pass the bottom one. For the Yehuda Sovra, Kivin the Lekha Tashmish of Ahedya, since it's not comfortable, it's not openly available for dwelling, it's only Al Yadei Atchak, Lav Shein Sukkah Allah. That's not called the Al Yom. The top one's not called the sukkah.